White Sox Weekly. We are with, well, it's not even hyperbolic, Harry. The hottest pitcher in all of baseball right now, Carlos Rodon. Not to, that doesn't feel like a jinx or anything like that, does it? You don't believe in that. You've been this month and going forth and last night. I mean, you got to feel great where you're at right now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just trying to stay on this little run that Omar and I have been going on. And like I said, I think I said yesterday that the idea is to go just as deep as I can into games, and that's kind of something I took from James Shields. Just eat innings, man. Try to get in the eighth every time I go out there, and you know that mindset has been working out for me.
How sick are you of this question? How are you feeling?
I mean, it's not the first time I've heard it. But I mean, I think the pitching speaks for itself. So I guess you guys can quit asking now.
As the game goes on, everyone talks about he start throwing harder and harder, deeper into the ball game. Is that because you're feeling more loose at that point, or is this because, well, now I can empty the tank, so to speak?
Kind of a little bit of both, I would say. You know, I know when my last hitter's coming up, and or my last couple hitters are coming up, and I know where I'm at in my pitch count. I get a little looser, and I kind of throttle it for the end as well.
All right, then. With the surgery, you're hoping that you'll be fine and all that. You got to believe you're going to be fine. But were you nervous? Like, who knows what's going to happen with coming out of this? I mean, maybe I'm not going to be the same.
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, it sucks. Not ideal. Not something that I planned. But there's some doubt. But there's some motivation as well. I mean, there's doubters, and I mean, sometimes there's self-doubt, and I think that just fuels it. That fuels the fire. And that kind of helped me get to this point right now.
So different starters do different things between starts. I mean, if I'm you, I can't wait. I want to pitch tonight. You know, I can't wait to get back on the mound. What do you do, Carlos, to get ready for your next start?
There's a lot of stuff we do, man. I'm not going to disclose any of that information because that's kind of our thing, our recipe. But there's a lot of stuff.
How much has James seen a veteran like that? And every time I come in that clubhouse, he's bounding around or he's focused. There's just a way that his presence just seems one that guys would want to be around and can learn from.
I mean, yeah, man, that guy's a winner. That's something we need to learn how to do on this ball club, I think, is learning how to win, learning how to win close games, learning how to win when we're behind, and just, staying when we're ahead and learn how to win those games as well, not giving up a big lead. So, I mean, I think a guy like James who, I mean, I know is just a pitcher, but, has been on winning teams and teams that suck and been teams that have been to World Series, I think that's a guy that with great, that has so much experience that it's going to help our young club and just make us better as a whole. But like I said, I think the biggest thing that this team needs to learn how to do is win.
I see you guys, like last night, Paul gets the homer,
yeah,
and everybody jumps out. You don't look to me like a team that's won 30 games under 500, has won 42 games. There's some energy around the club.
Yeah, that's the good thing about us. I mean, the expectations aren't very high for us, not going to lie. But I think that, we have such short memories that anything can happen. I think, we could beat any team, in any given night, obviously. But it's, winning that 7-game series is the big one.
When people say, I don't know if you're paying attention to what's on social media or whatever, but the ace, with White Sox have an ace. What goes on when you hear that?
I mean, it's nice to hear, but, I hope I'm looking for my teammates to say that to me, but, like I said, just got to keep going on this streak and keep pitching well, and one day that title will be mine.
Hey, Carlos, you talk about learning from James Shields, who of course has won a World Series game, but on this team you're second in experience for the starters. Do you ever offer up advice to the fellow starters?
Sometimes I like just sitting here and watching guys, and I've learned a lot from Shields. We sit in here, we talk counts and stuff. I said something last week, and he goes, "Hey, there you go, Lolo. Now you're learning." I picked up a sequence and stuff, and I think most of us learn from James. And I give little tidbits here and there, but I'm kind of a guy that kind of just leads by example more so than is vocal.
I want to go back to the eighth inning last night. You're one out away of getting out, and you know this is your last inning, I'm assuming. And Omar reaches a little too forward on a curveball, and we got catcher's interference. And now you got to sort of readjust. Okay, I got a guy on. It's a nothing game. You're almost out of the inning. You're one pitch away. And I was paying close attention, just watching you kind of reset yourself. You walked off the mound, kind of had to regroup.
One thing I want to say about that play is I think it's such a judgment call there, because I mean he was struck out. I don't know if you watched it at bat, but he had no shot, and Michael Brantley himself knew that, and they're notorious for kind of the whole catcher interference thing. But I mean, if you go back and watch that replay, that slider's in Omar's glove, and I think he makes contact behind him and hits him. I mean, he struck out and he still gets awarded the base. So, I mean, that's kind of a fringy call there. So we're out of the inning. Omar didn't do anything wrong. But, yeah, I reset and had to go face, you know, their best hitter in the club. And Omar made some good calls, and we got a fly ball to right, and we're out of that inning.
It's cool, too, seeing the crowd give you some love coming off the mound last night.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I mean, when you're pitching well and going well, the crowd loves you. You're not going so well. I've had the boos. So, I mean, it's nice to get the cheers.
Sox fans have seen Don Cooper work miracles with pitchers since he's been here, since 1892. What is your relationship with Coop like?
It's good, man. We're friends. We're good friends. I think we're getting to the point where he knows me so well. Every time I go out, throw a side, that I mean, it just takes like one word to make the adjustment, and you know, that's a good thing. To be able to make that adjustment quick, just because a guy has learned me so well. You know, it's been 4 years, and I mean, you can tell by the way I throw one pitch that he knows the tweaks and stuff. I mean, he's very knowledgeable and very good at what he does.
Might be a pitching coach for a while.
Yeah, I would assume so. I would hope so. He's very good at, like I said, very good at what he does.
When the Sox drafted you three overall out of North Carolina State, I remember interviewing your pitching coach at the time, and he's like, that slider right now, he's ready to go. He could come out of a bullpen and do it. And now you're throwing eights. You've pitched in the eighth inning, I think, four of the last five times. Did you always envision yourself as I'm going to be a starter, I'm going to go deep?
Yeah, man. I've always wanted to be the guy that's the workhorse and just, you know, ate up innings for the club and gone deep and saved bullpens. That's kind of the guy that I envisioned and wanted to be. You take pride in that as a starter. You want to be the guy that goes all nine. And, you know, unfortunately, I still don't have that, you know, nine-inning CG. But I have the eight-inning CG with the loss, but not the nine-inning. And one day I'll get there.
So it's cool, Carlos. You it's very clear when you're out there. I see the confidence, and just talking to you now, you want to be that guy. It's something that you're striving for.
Of course. I mean, without confidence, it's going to be hard to play this game, and that's something that I think any teammate that I ever play with, I hopefully has the confidence, the balls, to go out there and step inside the lines with, you know, the big boys.
You're looking damn impressive on the hill. What do you think, what's a way that you could get better? Is it a pitch? Is it holding a runner? What is it?
There's always ways to get better, and you could say holding runners is you know, a key to me that I kind of need to work on. But I get so locked in on the hitter sometimes that I'll get a pickoff from Ricky, and this is on me, and I won't pick over because I don't want to get the guy out at home, because I don't really care, because I'm getting you out. You're not going to score anyways. He's got to hit the ball for you to score. He ain't going to steal home. So, I mean, that's kind of the mentality I have. But, yeah, I mean, I can get better at pickoffs, and I would think I can get better at throwing more strikes. There's always room to improve. Throwing more strikes, getting ahead. Like that first inning, I would say my first two innings could be my bugaboo, where it comes and gets me because, you know, I don't find the groove, and I come out, you know, 90-91 and sometimes a little sporadic with the fastball. So that's kind of something I really want to work on, is coming out, you know, establishing the zone, establishing my fastball in the first two innings, and then from there on, I mean, you can go anywhere.
Players Weekend is coming up next week. What's going to be on the back of Carlos Rodon's jersey?
My nickname's Los. Some people call me Carl. Some people call me Hard Carl, but I went with Los. So,
do you want to pitch the rest of the year? I mean, some people are like, well, you know, he's coming off the surgery. You're getting into September. You guys aren't trying to win the World Series, all that.
Oh, of course. I mean, yeah. I want to make the rest of my starts, no doubt about it. No, there's no excuses here, you know, it's shoulder surgery, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just finish the season strong and look forward to the next.
I think it's really cool that a Wolfpack guy is going to let a Tar Heel guy who worships Michael Jordan every Tar Heel do interviews with him.
I did not know that. That information was not given to me. So
I still love the 83 Wolfpack, though, for going hoop. That's one of the greatest college basketball teams of all time.
Wittenberg, Sidney Lowe, Lorenzo Charles.
That's exactly right. Carlos, great to talk to you. Congrats on your success. And I was saying last night, not to dog any of your teammates right now, but I think like the best thing that's happened to the White Sox this year has been you coming back and pitching how you are. I mean, it's a huge development for the team, huge development for you.
Well, that's a big compliment. I appreciate that, man. Thanks for having me.